After Harper Lee published her iconic novel To Kill a Mockingbird, one of America's most beloved authors became one of its most reclusive. She never published again. But last year, Lee's journey found a manuscript of Lee's first novel, Go Set a Watchman, which takes place 30 years after Mockingbird. Our book reviewer, Scott Southard, gives us his take on Lee's first novel in over 50 years.
In 2003, the American Film Institute did a list of the 100 greatest movie heroes. At the top of that list was Atticus Finch from To Kill a Mockingbird, the film based on the award-winning novel by Harper Lee. Yes, a small-town lawyer from Alabama beat out Indiana Jones, James Bond, and Superman. Let me repeat that. Atticus beat Superman. I love To Kill a Mockingbird. It's not just one of my favorite novels, but also one of my favorite movies and plays. It's one of those rare American classics able to jump off the page and become more than just a novel. It has become an icon of American culture. Go Set a Watchman was written by Harper Lee before To Kill a Mockingbird, but the events of it take place after that classic novel. In this newly published work, Harper Lee accomplishes something no critic or villain could have done. She makes the great hero Atticus Finch weak and tragically wrong. The Atticus we meet in Go Set a Watchman isn't anything like the justice seeker we've come to know and love. Instead, he's a racist who complains that the Supreme Court has struck down segregation and thinks the NAACP is meddling with states' rights. He has even attended a Ku Klux Klan meeting. Every character in the book tries to justify their prejudices, and in the end, even Scout accepts them, but they are prejudices nonetheless. In the novel, an older Scout returns home to Macomb, Alabama, to take care of her ailing father. She spends her time thinking about the death of her brother Jim and the fond memories she shared with her family. But when she discovers her father's views on race, she starts to question everything she once believed about him and her childhood. The moment when she confronts Atticus in this book is one of the most heartbreaking and disappointing I think I have ever read. While some of the passages in Watchmen are filled with the wit and lyrical descriptions we expect from Harper Lee, its backwards view on race tarnishes Mockingbird's legacy. Writer Toni Morrison once described Lee's first book as a white savior narrative. I used to think of that description as unfair, thinking it took away from a story that has done more good than bad in our culture. Yet, after reading Go Set a Watchman, I've started to rethink my stance. Was I, like Scout herself, looking at the Atticus of Mockingbird through rose-colored glasses? Should the book be retired to the shelf of dated classics like Gone with the Wind? Both To Kill a Mockingbird and Go Set a Watchman deal with the loss of innocence. And after reading this newly published book, I think the readers share in that loss. Saying goodbye to the Atticus Finch we thought we knew is painful for the countless people who have read and loved To Kill a Mockingbird. But while Go Set a Watchman will likely never achieve the same success as Lee's most famous novel, maybe it can still teach us something. Sometimes we need our heroes to fall so we can rise up and demand something better, even from our literature. For Current State, this is Scott Southard.
Scott Southard is the author of the new novel, Permanent Spring Showers, and A Jane Austen Daydream. You can follow his writing via his blog, The Musings and Artful Blunders. I love saying that. Of Scott D. Southard. Find that at sdsouthard.com.